From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Wow. So much going on, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, this is a sacred special day for me for a variety of reasons. Number one, Mother's Day is tomorrow. And I talked a lot about Mother's Day last hour, and I got more Mother's Day stories for you. More Mother's Day sacrifice, love, commitment, dedication to share with you. So last hour, I shared a little bit about my birth mother and her experiences and my interactions as I met her as a grown-up adult and the friendship we developed to some degree. And the truth that she told me. But I also have stories of my own mother that raised me, that I consider my real mother. I got a birth mother and a real mother. I don't know how else to describe it. I don't want to say adopted mother. She was my mother. She's the one that loved me and took care of me and fed me and bathed me and did all the things that it took. And as a totally blind person, I was born blind. As a totally blind person, my mother engaged in tremendous sacrifice for me. So I went to public schools my whole life. Sad tale, I know. But I went to regular schools and regular classes. I didn't go to blind schools or anything like that. They had what was called a resource room. And that room would just be kind of a center of people who would help me in different classes. So if they had a map for geography, for instance, they would provide one that was a relief map that you could feel. I mean, it was literally plastic, and you could set it down and you could feel the mountain ranges and stuff like that. And you could, you know, you can move around, and the states were labeled and things like that, where you could learn where all the different states are and stuff like that. And that's just one example. So when they would start talking about maps and geography, then I would go to the resource room, and they would basically get the maps that were tactile that I could, you know, check them out and learn about them. And then those maps would then be given to me, and then I would use those in place of. And if there was something that I didn't understand, I'd work with my teacher. But if the teacher for some reason got stuck, then this resource room would help. And so I went to regular schools my whole life, but I had a resource room. That's one example. Another example is for Braille. So I learned Braille as a little kid. And one of the sacrifices that my mother made, so I was half homeschooled and half public schooled. Why was I half homeschooled? Because my mother took the time to learn Braille so that she could help the teachers teach me how to read and write Braille. And Braille is a complicated language, folks. Okay, I mean, there's all kinds of things in Braille that are unique. Braille is made up of six dots. And a six-dot pair, two on the top, two in the middle, two on the bottom, or three on the left side, three on the right side, if you will, dots, six dots. That's called a cell. And every Braille document, or whatever you want to say, is made up of these cells, equivalent to characters, right? And then different combinations of those dots designate what they all mean. So there are the letters A to Z. But in Braille, for example, there's not numbers in the traditional sense. There's actually a sign that's called a number sign. And so you put number and then an A, and that means one. Number G means seven. Anyway, I is nine, J is zero. So number J is zero. Number AJ is 10, right? EJ is 50. But you got to have a number sign in front of it, right? So numbers and letters are similar. Well, anyway, there's a complicated language that goes into this. For example, letters mean words if they're by themselves. You're familiar with it. A means right? Well, in Braille, B means B because that's the word, right? But if you use it in its contraction form, B by itself is but. C is can. D is do. E is every. F is from. Right? And so every letter means something. H means have, for instance. K means knowledge. L means like. M means more. N means not. P means people. Anyway, I can go on and on. But the whole point I'm getting at is it's a very complicated language. It's easy once you learn to read. I mean, reading and writing in English is complicated too, right? I mean, just ask the guys that's trying to do partisan or participles and orphan phrases and stuff like that, right? I mean, it's complicated. Well, Braille is complicated too because you got to learn the language, English or French or Spanish. And then you got to learn the Braille that goes behind it. So anyway, the point is my mother created an incredible sacrifice and she learned that language so that she could teach it to me. What a sacrifice. What love, what dedication, what commitment, right? Anyway, happy Mother's Day to all of you. I don't want to bore you forever with my stories of motherhood and my relationship to mothers and how grateful I am to them. But I also want to focus on my anniversary today. So Mother's Day is tomorrow, but my anniversary is today, May 8th. I've been married for 29 years.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A big old shout out to my wife, 29 years putting up with me. Poor girl, could you imagine? All right, there you have it. The rest of the words don't make a whole lot of sense. I just think that harmony of happy anniversary makes sense, right? Anyway, so there you have it. A big old happy anniversary to me and to my wife. But it's kind of cool anniversary and Mother's Day often coincide, right? It's a cool celebratory weekend, to say the least. All right, there you have that. Wow, Sam tells personal stories of the sacrifice of his own mother's. And it is intentionally plural. I know people are going to think there's a typo in the notes, but no, my fellow Americans, it's not typo in the notes. I really had a birth mother and a real mother. And they gave love to me and sacrificed for me like nobody's business. All right, moving right along. I want to talk about this week, or I should say last week, right? I don't know what to say. Anyway, on Thursday was National Day of Prayer Day. So this week, Americans prayed together across the nation on the 70th National Day of Prayer. Our nation, ladies and gentlemen, is in desperate need of prayer. I'm going to say that one more time. Our nation is in desperate need of prayer. The Bible says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. I encourage everyone to pray and ask God's help, his wisdom for the future, forgiveness for our sins, and unity for our nation. Matt Staver wrote that with Liberty Counsel. So it's Matt of LC.org is who wrote that headline. But I, too, want to join with Matt with that huge shout out to a National Day of Prayer. So for me, think about just a serious, serious weekend, right? On the National Day of Prayer on Thursday, praying for our nation. On Saturday, today, my anniversary. On Sunday, Mother's Day. What a tremendous weekend of special days and events. And I think prayer for our nation is really vital. One of the other things that my mothers have done for me is taught me to pray. My mother was a person of powerful prayer. When she would pray, man, things would happen. She was a faith-filled woman who led by example. And you know what? She used to, in the early days of radio, she used to listen to my radio programs. And she was like the grammar Nazi. Okay? I mean, when I would get off the radio, she'd be like, you know what? Your show was really good. I really appreciate your focus on liberty, and it was heartfelt, and I really liked it, but you know what? And then she'd be like, I made a list. of the, you know what, when you say this, you don't say me and so-and-so, or you don't say this or that, you say this, and you know that, and by the way, this word is not pronounced the way you said it, it's like this, and should literally make a list and look up words and make sure that I'm using words correctly in their proper context with their proper definitions, saying them in her mind correctly, and, you know, should say that's not the best way. And you know what, when you rip on politicians, you're going too hard. Your point's right, but you got to be careful on your delivery. And she would really like school me. And she couldn't listen to every single show, right? She didn't do this every single day, but she did do this quite often. And you know what? At first, I kind of found it annoying. I'm just like, are you kidding me right now? Because I used to do a 3-hour show, not a 2, right? And so I'd be like, I'm on the radio for 3 hours. You know how many words I can say in 3 hours? Talking as fast as I talk, right? And should, you know, but now that I look back on it, all she wanted me to be was the best I could be as a person. All she wanted to do as a mother was teach me and love me and guide me and protect me and support me and love me to be the best person I could possibly be. That was her goal. That was her kind of mission. That was her, please say, Sam, why are you back on Mother's Day again? Because they were so impactful in my life. That's why. All right. Anyway, I kind of wish she was back to criticize my English and kind of guide me. And I wish she was here to do that today. It bugged at the time, but now I'm so grateful and wish I could have it back. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman on your radio celebrating Mother's Day, celebrating the National Day of Prayer, celebrating my 29th year wedding anniversary, all in one radio broadcast. Can you handle it, ladies and gentlemen? All right, I got some information for you. As I mentioned, if the hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation, then man, mothers have a very important role. And I know that a lot of times what we think in these modern days is, oh man, women, if you're a mother, you're less than a woman. That lies that our society seems to tell our mothers, our women, our wives, our better halves, whatever words you want to use to describe the role of a woman and a mother in our lives. We lie to them when we say that work is not worthy or less than, quote, you know, employment or a career or whatever else. We lie to them. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not here to down women that do have a career. I'm not here to down women that, you know, may not have children. Right? I'm not here to attack anybody with these statements. I'm just here to acknowledge that, you know what? The choices of women are valuable. And the choice that a woman makes to raise her children is a wise, good, honorable choice to be. So if the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, then ladies who love liberty will save the republic. I want to talk about that a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know what Freedom Fest is, but I got a question for you. Are you going to Freedom Fest? You say, what, Sam? Are you going to Freedom Fest? I'm going to ask you again. You say, I don't know, Sam. I don't know what that is. I know. That's why I'm here to tell you. Freedom Fest, ladies and gentlemen, is an event that's happening. And it's happening in July. And it's happening in South Dakota. Rapid City, South Dakota. Mount Rushmore country. And it is happening from July 21st to July 25th, 2021. If you want to learn more, if you want to get tickets, if you want to attend, freedomfest.com is where you go. And I'm going to be talking a whole lot more about Freedom Fest coming up in the next several days and months. Why? Because I am attending. Because I will be there with a live booth broadcasting live from the event. And I will be helping with several different things regarding Freedom Fest. And the reason that I bring this up right this minute is because I'm involved in three different breakout presentations. I'm not here to tell you about all of them today, but I am here when we're talking about mothers and women and wives and anniversaries and Mother's Day and National Day of Prayer and all these things, sacrifice, etc. I'm going to ask you, are you going to freedomfest.com? And if you want to learn more, go to freedomfest.com and let me know. But the Loving Liberty Radio Network, the group that syndicates this radio program, is going to be presenting at this event. And the hour-long presentation is entitled, Ladies, Stand Your Ground. Ladies, Stand Your Ground. And the Loving Liberty Radio Network, celebrating Ladies, Stand Your Ground, really highlights the value of women. Not only in our country's founding, although it is that, not only in the things that they've done through history, that women have done through history that are, wow, incredible, but all the way to motherhood and to womanhood and to being wives and companions and all the different things that women are, right? And so this Ladies Stand Your Ground is a curriculum that is available on lovingliberty.net now. And this curriculum is a homeschooling curriculum. It is a ladies' night educational curriculum where women can get together in their homes, as Christians, and they can learn about our founding era and learn about ladies of history that were influential beyond imagination in their day, in their era, in their time, in their own ways, in their unique circumstances. And then it is to articulate the value that women have brought to bear, if you will, to our nation, to the history of America, to the history of religion and Christianity throughout the years. And so this curriculum is designed to help women educate each other, to build their self-esteems and to help them realize how valuable they are and how critical their contributions to society really are. It's something to behold. Anyway, the curriculum is great. And at this presentation, they will be talking about this curriculum and have a presentation on it to highlight its value and its usefulness in all that we do. I believe it's something really cool that we can be aware of. I don't know, focus on. So anyway, I wanted to bring that to your attention, especially on this special time and day. Hey, this curriculum is tremendous. You ought to learn about it. LovingLiberty.net is where you can learn about it. Loving Liberty Network presents, ladies, Stand Your Ground. LovingLiberty.net to learn more. Anyway, it's a tremendous curriculum. And where I learned the most about the curriculum, believe it or not, was at an event that I attended at Liberty Hall. And Liberty Hall is a replica of Independence Hall. So I went there and I had a dinner. And it was Valentine's Day. So I took my lovely wife and we went to a dinner with some friends at this event. And women spoke. I didn't speak. It was just women who spoke. And they talked about this curriculum a little bit. They gave people kind of a little bit of information on it, where to go to get it and to learn about it. But then they had some powerful speakers. One of the speakers was a lady by the name of Kate Daly, who is a host on this same radio network, LovingLiberty.net radio network. And she does a show Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day. Her show originates out of studios in Chicago and in St. George, Utah. Well-known syndicated talk host. She will be there as part of this presentation. Ladies, Stand Your Ground at Freedom Fest. She will be there. She will participate in the panel along with several other ladies to articulate the curriculum to this, to really help people understand. And the real goal is not only curriculum to empower women, but it's also to help women understand, you know what? There's wonderful ladies of liberty in history, but there's also the right here and now. And what can you do as a mother, as a daughter, as a woman in history? You can raise your children. Wow, what a blessing and a sacrifice that is. But you can also lead out in political things. But you know what? You can also take the politics out of it and say, listen, I'm leading in principles that can help our country heal, that can turn our country to Christ, that can help our families resurrect themselves. Rather than being on the trash heap of history, families can become important again. They are important to me, and I know for most Christians they're important, but societally speaking, we haven't given families their due either. But a mother and a father stand side by side at the head of the family, working together, bringing their tremendous attributes to the table, right? But oftentimes in our society, women are bombarded with photos and Instagram feeds and whatever that makes you believe that every woman has got it going on but you. Every woman is a rock star and sexy and every other, whatever you want to say, but you. Every other woman can handle all the things in her life, so many tasks you can't imagine, but you. And that's the lie that our media and our, quote, take 3,000 pictures, only bring forth the best pictures society has created. And it's a sad tale to tell. You are enough, women, before God. And that's what matters. Anyway, this curriculum helps teach those things and helps you understand and put those things in a real reference point to empower you as a liberty-loving lady going forward. Tremendous stuff at LovingLiberty.net. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News. with Mike Fortier.
Pfizer recently becoming the first vaccine maker in the U.S. to seek full FDA approval. Right now, the vaccine being administered under EUA, emergency use authorization. This coming as efforts continue to get more people vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on ABC's The View yesterday.
Now is the time we need to do the hard work. We need to make sure that it's convenient. We need to talk to people one at a time. We need to talk to them through trusted messengers. Not everybody wants to hear from the CDC director. They may want to hear from their local church, their community-based organization, their own pharmacist or physician.
Meanwhile, Pfizer also applying for EUA to administer its vaccine to those as young as 12. A falling rocket heading for Earth. A Chinese rocket could enter our atmosphere as soon as today, but no one knows where. Experts say it'll likely land in the ocean, and the risk of damage to anyone on the ground is small. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
2020, a year unlike any other in California history. For the first time ever, the state's population goes down last year by almost 200,000 people. Those numbers released yesterday by the California Department of Finance, it calculates the drop is almost 0.5%. The jobs report shows a slower than expected recovery from the pandemic. The April jobs report released yesterday shows 266,000 jobs added, numbers economists call disappointing.
We were looking for on the order of 1 million jobs being added on the month on the heels of roughly 1 million in the previous month. We were looking for the unemployment rate to move down. Instead, it moved up a bit.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick talking to USA Radio News. The unemployment rate rising to just over 6%. President Biden, though, says the economy is moving in the right direction, and we need to be patient as we recover the millions of jobs lost during the pandemic. Liz Cheney in danger of losing her leadership post in the Republican Party. House Republicans scheduling a vote for Wednesday to possibly remove the Wyoming Congresswoman as House Republican conference chair after her repeated criticism of former President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
All right. I am Sam Bushman. I am live on Mother's Day Eve, if you will. Loving Liberty Radio Networks presents, Loving Liberty Networks presents Ladies Stand Your Ground. LovingLiberty.net to check out that curriculum. All right. Now, I've got some sad news that I've got to bring to the table. I know it's Mother's Day, and I know it's the National Day of Prayer weekend, and I know it's my anniversary, and all these things. I want to celebrate. I don't want to be all downer, right? But I must bring up a few things in America, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot let the Republic slip away, even when we are celebrating. We have got to remain eternally vigilant. We have got to focus on the prize. Okay, and so headline says this. Sons cannot visit dying mother without the shots. I warned you that they're going to mandate shots for folks. And you could say, well, Sam, wait a minute. This is just a private hospital the mother's in or whatever. Or therefore, you know, the hospital could decide what they want. We could play this game about the private sector. Now, I get that private property and people could decide what they want with their own property. And their own, but when we're talking about health care or we're talking about when do we draw the line? Do you just say, hey, if you don't like it, take your dying mother to somewhere else to die? I mean, I guess we can go that far. But there's got to be a better way is the point. Sons cannot visit their dying mother without the shots. There's got to be some way to have to build common ground here. Ladies, stand your ground kind of comes up, doesn't it? And you go, how far are we going to really take this? Are we really just going to say that, well, that's the way it is? Are we really just going to create like two classes of citizens kind of an idea? Those are the those who are vaxxed and who can live life normal, and the great unwashed or unvaxxed or second class citizens. Is that where we're going to go with this thing, folks? I pray not, but I'm worried so, right? Anyway, I pray that sons can visit their dying mother with or without shots. Here's the next headline, though, and I think it's, at first glance, it's totally unrelated. But on the same token, I think it's completely related. Listen up. Biden admits God in prayer from National Day of Prayer. Yeah. So Biden admits God and prayer from National Day of Prayer. I don't know if the guy is godless or what, but if he's not, he's sure afraid of his own shadow and letting the godless take control, that's for sure. Those who can think they could build this house without God are more foolish than the builders of Babel. Yeah. Those who think they can build this house without God are more foolish than the builders of Babel. Because we should know better. We learn about history so that we don't repeat the negative parts, right? That's the whole purpose to learning history, isn't it? Otherwise, what's the value? And so I'm disappointed in Joe Biden. I'm not here to attack him. I do think we ought to pray for those who despitefully use us and those who seem to be our enemy. But a man who will not say anything about God when our nation for 70 years has celebrated a national day of prayer. George Washington spoke of the importance of prayer. Many other leaders have done so over the years. It's sad, right? It's very sad indeed. But I think it is related, though, because if we're not going to acknowledge God in our nation and that our sons cannot visit their dying mother because they haven't taken the shots, you know, we're putting our hands or our trust in the hands of flesh or the arms of flesh. All right, it gets worse on the vaccine front, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. Governor Jay Inslee. Is that how you say his name? Jay Inslee. He's a Democrat of Washington State. He's now pushing churches and event venues to segregate people by their vaccine status, dangling the freedom carrot and promising that he will double the maximum number of participants allowed. So if you guys get the vaccines, I'll double the amount of allowed church attendees, etc., event attendees. Ladies and gentlemen, this is getting very in your face. I have not seen a divide like this in our country in my entire lifetime. I mean, they've tried to divide blacks against whites. They've tried to divide male against female. They've tried to do a lot of things. But this is the greatest divide I have literally seen. And now you've got governors literally dividing people based on their, quote, vaccine status. And then sons can't visit dying mother without their shots. This is where we're going. But another headline says this. Demand for COVID-19 vaccines declines as eligibility expands. Think about that. Demand for COVID-19 vaccines decline as eligibility expands. People don't want the shots. A lot of us don't. About a quarter of Americans don't want the shots. We're not interested in the shots. Right? And it's kind of interesting. You got to think about this. All this is really a cancel culture discussion. Why do I say that? Because they've been trying to cancel the value that women bring when they're wives or when they're mothers. And they've kind of mocked wives and mothers for a long time. in TV shows that are modern. Dad's an idiot buffoon that's clueless. Mom's very smart, but she's only credible and only valuable to society if she has a career or if she doesn't have children or etc. And if mothers double down and defend their role of wife status and or their motherhood status, then they're ridiculed and mocked as kind of backward, buffoon, frumpy kind of women that are kind of clueless and you're either in bed or in the kitchen or changing a diaper. That's all you're good for mentality. They lie and they make you believe this stuff. You don't fall for that lie, ladies and gentlemen, in the cancel culture. Who is actually canceling our culture, I ask? And I think that's a critical question with relevancy here, right? Because we really need to consider this seriously, folks. Okay? Are we canceling our own culture by our silence, by our unwillingness to take a valiant stand? Okay, when Jay Inslee, Democrat of Washington, wants to push churches to segregate based on vaccine status, when demands for the vaccines decline, when eligibility expands, who is actually canceling our culture? And a lot of people would say, well, the bureaucrats are. By golly, you have that much faith in the bureaucrats? You're going to let them decide? Wait a minute, I thought the hand that rocked the cradle ruled the world. That isn't bureaucrats or professional do-gooders. That isn't the media pundits that lie to you about the value of a woman and what brings value to the table from a woman. Her very presence as a daughter of God brings plenty of value. We don't need to have man or the media or the world decide what a woman's value is, do we? But if we let that happen, are we canceling our own culture? I think the answer, sadly, is yes. We don't need to let some bureaucrat decide for us. Okay? We don't need to go down that road of deception and dishonesty and accept that narrative. Do we? Wow. I don't know how to respond to this, but who is actually canceling our culture? And I submit that it's us. It's we the people if we don't do something about it and stand tall and do so right away. We could try to blame other people for canceling our culture. Certainly they're trying to drive a wedge and they're making efforts to cancel our culture. But I tell you that our culture will only be canceled if we allow it to happen. Yeah, so the governor of Washington State just created a two-tier system that'll have the effect of telling people where they can and cannot sit inside a church, all based on their vaccination status. Yeah. Serious business, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I want to talk about this cancel culture discussion a little more. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives our liberties, our faith. To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State is literally has just created a two-tiered system that will have the effect of telling people where they cannot, where they can and cannot sit inside of a church based on their vaccine status. Who's actually canceling our culture? We need to seriously think about this, folks. Who is canceling our culture? Because on one hand, we kind of claim, well, the bureaucrats canceling the culture, Sam. And my response, is that true? Is it really Jay Inslee canceling our culture, doing this to us? Or is it us because of our silence? Right? We absolutely cannot let the government, we simply cannot allow the government to tell people where they can sit in church or if they can attend church or not. Nor can we allow a two-tier system of vaccinated versus the unvaccinated people in America. Satan, ladies and gentlemen, has been trying to divide the church for centuries. Right? This is really critical to understand. Satan has been trying to divide the church for centuries. We need to demand freedom from mandatory vaccine passports and tracing apps. It's vital, folks. It's critical. And again, I ask the question, who is canceling our culture? Who's actually doing that? Is it really Jay Inslee? Think about that. Is it really Jay doing it? Is it really Joe Biden who won't acknowledge God on the National Day of Prayer in America? Is it really the abortionists that are murdering babies all across this land that have done so since, what, 1973? Literally 60 million babies murdered. Is it those people that are canceling our culture? Is it the government schools? Is it the media? Is it, or is it me and you? And you know who? The rest of us. We the people. Now, I can't say that it's me because I'm doing all I can to prevent the cancel culture, folks. I'm doing my best to articulate that we need to outline the agenda. We need to be the one to articulate and live the narrative. We are the ones that need to promote solutions, and I'm doing my very best to do so. But where do you sit? Are you doing all you can to prevent the cancel culture from being effective in America? Are you ready to cancel the cancel culture people by your actions and by your refusal to remain silent? Sons cannot visit dying mother without taking the shots. Biden admits prayer, or admits God in prayer in the National Day of Prayer. Jay Inslee is segregating people based on vaccinations, creating a two-tiered system. Bureaucrats have been telling us we can't attend church. We're going to kill everybody. We absolutely cannot allow the government to tell us these things, folks. Satan has been trying to divide us and the church forever. Now you say, Sam, you're just repeating yourself. I know. I'm trying to drive these points home. Who is actually canceling our culture? I think this question is really the key to the discussion here. Who is doing that? Is it me and you? I think so. I think at least societally now, I don't take personal responsibility for it because I believe that I'm doing all that I can. So I don't want to accept the guilt. I'm doing all I can to teach about everything good, lovely, everything honorable and right. I'm trying to articulate good stories when I find them. I am really trying to do my very best. And I know many of you are, and I don't mean to criticize those of you who are doing your best. But to those of you who are not, this is a wake-up call to do something, to get involved, to make a difference. Who is actually canceling our culture? Huh? Is it we, the people? Sadly, I think the answer is yes. All right, this is interesting, and this relates to Mother's Day. This relates to our liberty. This relates to us standing for something. This relates to a valiant stand. All the headlines that we've been talking about celebrate family, mothers, life, God. Okay, all that we've been talking about relates to that. Here's the ultimate headline at the end. It's a threat, but an opportunity. It depends on how we handle it, right? Top expert tells the CDC to stop the shots. And he says we could potentially sterilize an entire generation. Did you hear me? Now, this is the top expert. And you could say, oh, Sam, that expert's not credible. Who is this whack? Say what you want, my fellow Americans. But there is serious question about the safe or effectiveness, or the safety or the effectiveness of these vaccines. Fox News has a Tucker Carlson report on vaccines. Tucker did a great job. Right? Tucker Carlson did a great job. Disney World, Universal Studios stopping temperature checks for guests. Why? Because they know the temperature checks don't do any good. But this top expert telling the CDC, ladies and gentlemen, that we could sterilize a whole generation? What's up with that? Tucker Carlson says two COVID vaccine questions that no one will answer. Our leaders cannot fully vouch for the vaccines that they want us to take. And they won't say that they will get life back to normal. Think about that for a minute. That's scary, isn't it? So it's an opinion in Fox News by Tucker Carlson. Does Fauci believe the vaccine is ineffective? Yeah, there's a legitimate public health mystery relating to COVID, says Tucker Carlson. And the vaccines. We've heard an awful lot about the coronavirus vaccine over the last several months. It's a, quote, massive scientific achievement, something all Americans can be proud of, but that's not the context in which we've heard about it. Joe Biden's first speech to the nation urged everybody to take the vaccine. Immediately, the celebrity industrial complex and the media has doubled down in defense and support of this. Get the shot, get the shot, get the shot. Okay, fine. We're not against it on principle like most Americans. We're grateful for vaccines. I don't agree with them on that, but there you go. But there are two things we'd like to know about this one, this vaccine, and neither one has anything to do with how many athletes or Netflix stars or anybody else who's been advocating for it. We don't care how many people have been vaccinated. That's irrelevant. Here's what is relevant. Is the vaccine safe? The second question is it effective? That's all that matters. Tucker Carlson is spot on this. That's all that matters. And then Tucker Carlson goes on and says, let's address these two questions in order. Why do I say this and focus on this for Mother's Day? Because you literally have a talk expert telling the CDC to stop the shots we could potentially sterilize an entire generation. Now, Tucker Carlson's questions and the point this top CDC expert's making directly relate to one another, don't they? Are they safe and effective? Are they safe? Are they effective? Two questions. And then this guy's saying, you know what? We could be sterilizing a whole generation. Think about that in light of Mother's Day. Are we willing to let that happen? Now, we've been told that it's the most safe, the most effective vaccine we've ever had. But the problem is, we don't know if they're safe. We don't know if they're effective. And we don't know how to deal with that. Yeah, if it happened to you or someone you love that the vaccine wasn't safe or wasn't effective, it would be highly significant, right? Yeah. Now, some versions of the birth control pill are believed to cause blood clots in one out of every 1,000 women, a far higher rate. So why the concern about this, Tucker Carlson asks? Because there are reasons to believe those aren't the real numbers. The real numbers may be much higher than that. You say, why do we think that? Because this morning, health federal authorities, including the FDA and the CDC, called on state governments to stop administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Yeah. There you have it. I wouldn't want to speculate, Fauci kind of says about this. That's a man who speculates for a living. Anyway, Tucker Carlson goes on and does a tremendous job. But you put that in light of what I'm telling you about this CDC expert saying to you that we could sterilize a whole generation. Is it ironic that we're celebrating Mother's Day when that's the reality that we must face? Is it coincidental? Or does Satan and his minions want to destroy the church and destroy we the people of God? There's a battle on for your hearts and minds, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be deceived. Turn to God Almighty in prayer, would you please? I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally. We need your support. And we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can celebrate Mother's Day. We cannot let them destroy our culture. We need to take back the narrative and cancel the cancer culture. Are you going to help? God save the Republic of the United States of America.